Welcome to this month's edition of Our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, along with my co-hosts, Port of Port Townsend's Director Aaron Berg and Port Commissioner Pam Petranek. It's our monthly update on news, issues, and people that surround the vibrant maritime community. And as is our custom, we'll check in first with Aaron for news of this month around the port.
Hello, Chris. Well, we're just getting 2023 started, and it's shaping up to be another very busy year. Today and this week, really, the contractors kind of wrapping up the first year's work on the Point Hudson Jetty project, so we can get the marina opened here in the next month or so. We'll be doing a repeat performance, you know, closing. They may need to mobilize even in the summertime to do some work, but closing the marina for sure after wooden boat all the way through this time of year in 2024, when we expect to have a completed project. We've got engineers wandering around the boatyard today, working on our stormwater project. We've got a survey team here today working on topo work for the stormwater project. But really, everywhere you look, there's just evidence of activity on port infrastructure. And of course, walking through the boatyard, it is plenty busy.
Now, we're about to take a walk through the boatyard. We have some special guests from the Maritime Academy today.
Yeah, it's always exciting to get students and really anybody into the boatyard. One of the most exciting facets of this yard is that there's never a day that's the same. So, you know, the boats change, the projects change, you know, what's going on in the yard is very dynamic.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to our Commissioner Pam Petranek, and she's going to tell us what's in store today. She'll be our guide today on a special tour of the boatyard. Off we go.
Let's go.
My name is Pam Petranek, and I am a Port of Port Townsend Commissioner. We are going to have a few shipwrights today, and Pat Mahon is going to start out with us. He's a shipwright and has lived here in Port Townsend for a long time. And so let's have you introduce your school, Carl.
Sure. So I'm Carl Jordan. I'm the teacher for the Port Townsend Maritime Academy. And so we have juniors and seniors from school districts around Bremerton. We have Port Angeles and right around here in Port Townsend. And we're part of a West Sound Tech Academy. And so we're doing marine studies and get to do vessel operations. This unit is part of our career exploration unit. So we're researching and looking at maritime careers. Excited to tour the boatyard and see what you guys do and all the businesses and work.
I'm Jesse, I'm senior, and I'm from Port Townsend High School.
Mason, and I'm also a senior from Port Townsend High School.
I'm Willie, and I'm a junior from Port Townsend.
I'm Eva, and I'm also a junior from Port Townsend.
My name's Devin, I'm a senior from Port Townsend High School.
My name's Caden, and I'm a junior from Port Townsend High School.
I'm Peter, I'm a senior from Bremerton High School.
My name's Elliot, I'm a senior at Port Townsend High School.
I'm Fern, I'm a senior from Port Angeles.
I'm Za, I'm a junior at Port Townsend High School.
I'm Hannah. I'm also a senior from Port Townsend.
Today's purpose is to introduce you to the trades and connect you to this geographical place that we have and the people who are here. Of course, the boats, and to a lot of different skills, and to show you that it's really a fun place. We have 10,000 years of history on our shorelines here in this area with the native peoples. And so if you think about 10,000 years and then you speed it up to 150 years ago, there were ships being built on our shorelines. And then 100 years ago, the public helped fund and preserve the port and the marinas and this land where shipwrights get to be able to keep our shorelines working like they have for 10,000 years. And in that, we have this incredible maritime community that creates our culture, our access to food, transportation, jobs, recreation, marine life, and a lot more. When you think about a maritime career, you can start your own project of getting out on the water, like maybe you're building a little boat or involved in like a sailing team or something. You can observe workers getting started on your maritime career. You can also become an apprentice with businesses and work alongside a mentor. You can go to the boat school, and there's different ways to do that. There's scholarships you can apply for. So that's some ways you can learn. I know that when I talk to businesses, the number one thing that they appreciate is you coming in with a really good attitude and a work ethic. You do what you say, you show up on time, you know, just a willingness. That is like a super high priority. Another way to learn is just reading, reading lots of books, reading sea adventure stories, and then becoming a jack of all trades, like just a smattering of different skills. So today, when you're walking around, just notice how people are interacting, which has to do with their work ethics, and notice the environment, the feel in the yard. Another important thing is thinking about safety today. So in our yard, there's going to be the 300-ton lift. There's going to be forklifts going by. So just think about lots of moving objects. If there's something loud, cover your ears. There's also careers in safety. We have an environmental officer or an environmental educator here in the port that helps educate how we take care of our environment. As we walk through the yard, Patrick Mahon, he's been a boat school director, he's been an instructor, he's currently a surveyor, and he's going to lead us around the boatyard.
My name's Pat Mann, and I've been involved in the marine trades for almost 50 years. I started when I wasn't a lot older than they are, mostly in wooden boats, primarily as a shipwright, boat builder. I've been an educator. I taught at the boat school here for 10 years. And then I started a boat school in Michigan and ran and taught there for 10 years. And I'm also a marine surveyor, and that's my main gig right now. So I've surveyed a lot of the boats here in Port Townsend. I'm one of the few who will do wooden boats. So that's kind of my niche. My wife and I have lived in Port Townsend for 37 years. Yeah, we love the way of life, and we've both made good careers here. So we'll just start out heading this way. Boat Star Marine ACI, they specialize in building aluminum boats, mostly commercial boats. Fortunately, right now they're on break, because if normally it's very noisy right here. Lots of welding and banging and bending of aluminum. You see the rollers there for bending the sheets of aluminum. And they're one of the larger employers here in Port Townsend. They have about 50 employees. Lots of welders. Aluminum welding is very specialized. You can see right now they have three boats here. They probably have another one in the next building, which they also have over here. So anybody interested in welding? Yeah, it's a good skill to know, either specializing in it, or a lot of maritime tradespeople are skilled in a variety of trades like that, welding, machining, woodworking, all of that.
My name's Corey Armstrong. I'm the owner at Gold Star Marine and ACI Boats. We're just building boats. We put them all together right here in the port. Pretty much everything from raw materials. It's pretty neat what we get to do here in the Port of Port Townsend. If you guys are looking around at different places to work in your careers and stuff with boat building and repair. You know, it's been a big repair yard for, I think it's history, right, Pam?
Yeah.
Pretty much these boats behind us, a lot of them still out of wood. One of the areas in the world where you can still keep the wooden boats alive. Then we got some of the newest technology happening right here too, with electric propulsion. And you know, in our shop we do aluminum, all welded construction, primarily catamarans, like multi-hulls.
Where do your employees learn to weld?
That's a good question. So aluminum welding is a specialty trade, special process in the welding field. And so typically for folks that are learning welding, like they're getting into the trades, not with a background of welding, we'll learn right here on the job. We prefer if you're coming out of a college program or even some high school programs, getting some of the background or some other job experience is nice to kind of know which end of the machine does what type of thing, the real basics, which can just be found in books and self-study also. But if we're coming in real green on the welding, we have programs for that. You know, we're running ads all the time looking for staff, and Those will be posted on the web. If you make that position, you get hired as a welder's helper. 6 months of working with one of the certified welders as their right hand, helper person, and then you can get into some of the welding on your own. So right here on the job is pretty common, Pam. We have a range of pay scale, but we pay well. I think that we offer a pretty good work environment, fairly good set of benefits. You guys are in a great position for getting good jobs, which is a good thing. But I would encourage you to get a job that you think you can find interest in so that you can enjoy what you're doing and learn and benefit yourself from that as well as just the company you're working for. And it's not just aluminum. Aluminum fabrication, welding, maybe only 25 or 30% of the total labor hours here. So all of the trades, and you'll find that with all these businesses in the marine sector here, it's a real a nice opportunity to cross-training and to learn all the other things that go into these boats, right? Like, I like to explain it kind of like your house. Everybody's familiar with their home and turning on the heat and the water and closing the door and keeping the elements outside. We have all these things in the boats as well, but we have to contain everything. There's all the trades, carpentry, woodwork, that joinery stuff, paints and finishes, the list goes on. These boat building facilities and boat repair alike have all the trades. So it's a great opportunity for when you come into one of these companies.
The Port of Port Townsend is one of the few yards left where an owner can haul out a boat and work on it himself. He can then hire independent shipwrights and finishers to help him with his project, or he can go to one of the large companies here like the Shipwrights Co-op or Haven and take his boat right to there. But you'll see a lot of boats right here where the owners and their crew and maybe some independents are working on it. So this is a great example of the variety that we can have here at the port, especially with the heavy haul out. All these boats were hauled out with this big lift here. So you'll see a real mix of commercial and privately owned boats, fishing boats, ferries, all kinds of stuff here. Sometimes even a Navy tug will be hauled out and taken down to the big boat section down there. So we're going to circle now from here. We're going to head over to this shop over here.
I'm Pete Stein. I'm a shipwright in Port Townsend. I sit on the board of the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association. And I found some mentors to teach me down here. So I didn't have to go to the boat school. But I would have. If the first few years I was down here, I definitely thought about going to the wood boat school, for sure. So, but the old guys I worked with said, well, you're getting paid to learn. Why don't you just keep working with us? So it worked out pretty well. And then I did 4 years fishing up in Alaska. I had my own little fish boat when I was 24. I had a little hand troller. So I did that for 4 seasons. So I learned a lot owning my own boat. So reading books and just put my hands on with my own boats. Tailgater, independent contractors, and then I'd say 5 or 6 years into it, I worked for a shop for a guy for about 3 years before he passed away, actually. So we closed our shop down, but I've worked at Haven and the Shipwrights Co-op. And then 3 years ago, I started my own business, and I've slowly collecting other independents to kind of populate these buildings. So we have a handful of us in these two buildings that do various trades. So there's woodwork, cloth work, canvas, upholstery, machine work, welding, systems, plumbing, refrigeration, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. What made you want to start like your own business instead of like working for somebody else?
I've been a worker bee since I was a kid. My dad was a carpenter growing up. We weren't the wealthiest family, so by the time I was 9 or 10 years old, my parents said, hey, if you want anything, you got to go get it yourself. So I like being an employee at places. It's a great learning experience, but something about my personality, I like being my own boss. There's a lot to that though. I mean, I was here all weekend working. I have to maintain all my own tools. There's a lot of overhead and stuff, but for me it's satisfying. It's worthwhile.
Melania Nordstrom of Port Townsend Shipwrights Co-op.
And what's your background?
So I grew up locally. I graduated from Chimicum High School in 2008. I had the amazing experience to attend the Northwest School of Wood and Boat Building in Port Havelock, thanks to a lot of local scholarships. After that, I began working in the boatyard. Did a couple other odd jobs here and there. Eventually ended up here at the Shipwrights Co-op in about 2016 or 17, I think it was, which has been a really good fit for me and also enabled me to build a home with Habitat for Humanity. At this point right now, we have about 65 employees here, 65 people working. Variety of jobs, everything from shipwrights working on big structural wood projects, interior joinery. We have electricians, mechanics, upholsterers, the sail loft. So one of my main jobs here is what we call a finisher, paint and varnish and metal buffing for me. This is St. John II. It was built in 1945 in Seattle. It's been fishing its entire life. They come in every year and get some work done. So I'm painting the hull. We have people that are working on some of their mechanical systems in the engine room. We'll have somebody maintenance the propeller, all sorts of things like that. We actually get a handful of boats that were all built at this same shop in Seattle back in the 40s and 50s. That boat over there was built in the late 20s. This boat with the big flared bow was actually built in Portugal, and then they finished the inside in Ireland, so that boat has kind of been all over the world already. The white and gray boat is one of the metal boats that we have that we've been working on, and that's Hawaiian Chieftain. And we've been making a lot of adjustments to it. That project has welders, shipwrights, electricians, mechanics, riggers, people who are working on all of the masts. So many different opportunities. It was an educational vessel, and that is their goal again once it passes Coast Guard inspection.
Got some help for you, Dave.
Yeah, these are all, we're gonna put them to work. This is Dave Thompson. He's been a shipwright for 40 some years. He's done a lot of things.
Local derelict.
Yeah, but he's got this awesome shop that allows people to just come and go, and he's been a port commissioner.
People come and go, and they leave money.
So you, as an independent working by yourself, can come and talk to Dave and see if he's got any shop space for you, but I'll let him tell a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know? Anybody got a question?
What are you working on?
Trying to put a cover on a flybridge on a little boat over here.
Like, what kind of projects do you do in general? Like, what is, like, the most...
We put new frames in boats like this size, and new planking, and keels, and transoms, and put them back into condition where they can go out in the ocean and do whatever they want to do.
And you focus on wood mostly?
Yeah. What else is there?
Well, we already checked out an aluminum shop.
And... Yeah, well, we don't do aluminum.
So what are your main tools in here that you use for your craft?
Well, the table saw. There's a ship saw, which is a bandsaw. Take a look at the bandsaw. It's called a ship saw. And the advantage of having a saw where the blade turns like this is very often we have to saw a piece of wood and it has changing bevels on it. So this wheel here, you crank the wheel and the bevels change. But you can run from 45 to straight up and it'll go 15 degrees the other way. So when you're sawing a board, you can start at zero and end up at the other end at 30 or something. It makes the cut change real gradually and then it fits in the hole.
Dave, if I remember right, this saw's got some history. How did you acquire this?
It was in Bremerton, you know, it was an old World War II something, and these people happened to mention that, gosh, we'd really like to get rid of this thing because it's in the way. How much do you want? $1,500. Well, we got the truck and went down there and got it.
Hey, Dave, what's the youngest piece of equipment you got in this shop?
Probably me. I don't know. And I've just turned 80, you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You look pretty young for 80.
Yeah, I feel really young for 80.
That's kind of cool that you're still doing this work.
Well, you know, it's nice if you can find something you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And then when you get to 65, well, I quit, you know, when you're enjoying it.
Yeah, when something you really enjoy.
Not like these office guys, you know. At 65, I want to go do something I enjoy.